Yo, what's the word, man? It's your boy KT, man. I hope everybody is blessed today. I hope everybody's staying corona-free. I hope nobody is losing friends and family members. And to those that are, my deepest condolences to you. There will be blessings after this time, though. After this time of hardship, there will be blessings for those who deserve it. So just hold on. So the first couple episodes of the podcast got deleted. I just wasn't feeling the content that I was, you know, trying to put out there. I felt like it was a fit. It was definitely in the category of what I was talking about, and what this podcast is. But, at the time I was going through a lot, so I didn't feel like it was truly me, on those episodes. And, you know, I'm still in a place where I'm building, but I'm better. And if I could give you all my better self, then that's what I would do, you know, at all times. And I would do whatever it takes to be able to. So, I mean, it's a lot of things we can talk about. Of course, we do want to focus on the entertainment side of things. I guess we'll start, you know, with the most relevant, the most talked about, the most memed topic in, I guess, if you want to be technical, music and the movie industry, the Will and Jada August Alsina entanglement. I'm gonna be real brief with this shit because I've done enough talking about it. I feel like I've done a lot of posting about it before I actually did this episode. So, you know, at the end of the day, we don't know what Will and Jada had going on. Me personally, I feel like August should have just shut his mouth about the whole situation. He should have never really tried. I feel like he tried to use them as, you know, when you can give proof that you've involved yourself with someone like Jada Pinkett Smith, you know, for you to be able to use that name, that gets you to a specific point of success, because now people are going to keep an eye on you based off of the things that you stated. Not necessarily the quality of your music, which I'll give it to him. The album's decent. I don't really have no complaints on it. It's a good album, but the move that he made was pussy. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think it was genuine. I don't think that he really had to put that message out there just because he was hurting. You know what I'm saying? Like, as a man, it's just some things that you could keep to yourself. Unless you just come out and say, you know what, I'm going to just go ahead and let this shit be known. But he didn't bring it like that. He brought it as a point of hurt. And like, it seemed like he was just kind of frustrated about the fact that she didn't really want to fuck with him on that type of level. You know what I'm saying? He was probably in love with that woman. We don't know how far they went into the relationship. But when it gets deep, it gets deep. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Jada full of shit. I think Will is full of shit as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? I can't really understand how they even sat across from that table for that long without raising their voices at each other. Or you can just look at Will and see that he was frustrated the whole time. And it's just a matter of time when something else will come out, because now this is going to be the hot thing. August did it. Everybody knew that they were in an open relationship. I don't know why this is, you know, seeming so fresh to everybody, but I've been aware of the open relationship for quite some time. So where's all the concern coming in? I guess because of the star power of the situation and August trying to make this his comeback season. And it's a good time to do it because everybody is tied into their phones, tied into YouTube, and everybody is watching. So he made a smart business move. You know what I'm saying? I think he signed with Empire. Of course, it's a distribution deal. I think it was a good business move for him, but at the same time, it was pussy. Like, you should have a lot more respect for them two as a couple, especially being as open and honest as they are. You can't do nothing but respect that. And for you to break that between them is still wrong. I don't think Jada Pinkett Smith used August more than he used her and Will by saying what he said in that interview. So, you know, wrong is wrong. The shit, it is what it is, and the shit is old, so it's really not relevant no more anyway. On to the Black Lives Matter movement, man. I've gotten to the point to where I'm not going to say anything else, but I completely stand for the Black Lives Matter movement. But I have feelings about certain other things as well in our Black communities. So that we can continue to be aware of other things. But I'm going to do that on my own time. I'm not going to start, you know, I'm done making public statements about these things, because how I truly feel, we're living in a time period where a lot of people are sensitive to opinions, and it's just not worth the headache. So, you know, Black Lives Matter, all of those police officers who have murdered people, they need to be locked up and never be able to join another force again, because they obviously can't handle it. They obviously can't handle the pressure. It's easy to kill. It's difficult to use the tactics that someone's taught you, especially when you start working, you start getting lazy, your job really not about shit, you out of shape. You're not looking to chase nobody. You're going to shoot somebody as soon as you get the chance. So, you know, you got to let this shit be known that it's wrong. And at the same time, we have to continue to be involved in our own communities as well. Maybe us as African-American people have to start setting an example for all of the other races. Maybe that's what we should start focusing on. If we can start setting an example, maybe start fighting back just a little bit, maybe something will change. I'm almost 99.9% sure that something will change. Four or five NBA players got sick with the coronavirus. And a lot of people have been debating on whether they should, you know, start the season back up. I think 63 or 64 players in the NFL tested positive for the coronavirus. I think it was around the same numbers in the MLB, if not a little bit more. You know, people have been complaining about NASCAR. I feel like if you're going to bring a large crowd of people to an event, that shouldn't be able to happen for the next few months. And I'm seeing a lot of clubs open. I'm seeing the malls open. I'm seeing all the places that really aren't supposed to be open right now. And I just don't think it's the best idea to have places where you can, you know, where you can fit thousands of people in. It's just not the best thing for our country. And, you know, I'm hoping that we can go into our earlier phases without, you know, not being able to work. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes. And, you know, that's my opinion on it. It's definitely unfortunate because, you know, these are the things that we count on every year. You know, a lot of us have a routine. A lot of us who are interested in sports, a lot of us who are interested in just going to concerts, you know, going to the club, like, you know, a lot of people, club promoters are losing money, DJs are losing money. You know, this is how some people survive, and we're not able to do these things as often because of what's going on right now. And I feel like if we just take this serious for a couple months, we'll start seeing those numbers going down, and we'll start seeing our lives come back to what they used to be. Because this isn't a normal way of living. This isn't a normal way of living. And I feel like people are getting too comfortable. If you get too comfortable in something like this, you may get stuck. I don't want to get stuck in living in a world like this, or my children having to do the same. What else we got? Lil Marlo. Rest in peace to Lil Marlo, man. I was actually listening to Marlo's music a few years back, and I actually got hip on it by listening to Lil Baby when he first came out with That's My Dog, and that's how I ended up. I think it was just it happened to be another YouTube link connected to a Lil Baby video or a QC video, and I fucked with him ever since. I know he hadn't put a lot of music out recently, but I think from the sounds of it, it seems like he was getting ready to, you know, make something big happen, especially with Lil Baby being his people. I think he would have had a wonderful career. He was 30 years old, and you know, that's another thing. Don't ever feel like, you know, you're too old to get into this shit, man. We in a time where it's 70, 80 year old rappers right now getting millions of views, making, you know, at minimum hundreds of thousands of dollars. So, you know, whenever that idea pops up into your head, just let it go, put it to work. You know, we in a time where literally anything can happen at this point. You got the internet, and anything is literally possible with the internet. So, you know, that's what it is, man. Kanye is not going to be president. Of course, we all know that. But I'm pretty sure with him, you know, coming out with these controversial statements, and his family saying that he's sick again and all of this stuff, I think that we're on the verge of hearing a great album from Kanye. Because we all know when Kanye starts losing his mind, he goes into the studio and changes his mind. When he loses his mind, he uses his mind and takes that shit into the studio and makes godlike music. And I'm really looking forward to it. But I don't want any more Life of Pablo albums, man. Let me get a My Twisted Dark Fantasy. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me that old Kanye. Give me that, you know, that Blame Game Kanye. That fucking shit. So Appalled Kanye. Give me that Kanye, man. That's what I want to hear, man. That Runaway Kanye. I'll at least take that. Then we can go back, you know, we can move forward, but actually going back in time to the College Dropouts. I don't want nothing after that. Nothing after My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, whatever order them words is in on that fucking title. Y'all know which album I'm talking about. That's the Kanye I want to hear. At least give me that. I know you can't go all the way back to College Dropout. I know you probably never will. But I know you still got the potential to give me some Dark Fantasy, man. So, pause. And, you know, yeah, that's that, man. Kanye, not for not president, right? Let's see. Shit, man. I'm gonna move a little faster on this one because I don't want to get too deep with shit. I don't want to, you know, talk too much. This is the beginning of the beginning again. So this is just my intro, and I wanted to just, you know, cover some things with you all. I made a move to Baltimore, Maryland, and you know, I'm out here trying to make a lot of things happen. We getting a catering service going, and one thing that I was always interested in throughout my whole life is music. I write music. You know what I'm saying? I'm still trying to prepare myself to go to the studio. I'm making songs on a regular basis. I just don't feel like I found my sound. But one thing I do love to do is I love to listen to podcasts and I love to talk about shit. I love to talk about current shit, especially shit that's got to do with entertainment, because that is one of the things that I am mostly interested in. Me being a chef, I feel like food is also entertainment. Food is involved with entertainment. You can't have entertainment without food. So, you know, if I could put two and two together, then I'm gonna make a motherfucking four, and we're gonna keep on doubling from there. You feel what I'm saying? So much love and blessings to everybody. I hope everybody stays safe. I hope nobody has any medical problems in the future. I hope that we kick Corona's ass. I hope that these numbers go down, and I hope that my people, our people, sit down just for a little bit. I know it's summertime, but we gotta miss this one. We gotta miss this one. We already have missed this one. So let's just let it go, man. It's about to get colder, and I feel like once it starts getting colder, if these numbers are still going up by the wintertime, it's gonna get a lot worse, because now people are gonna start getting sick, and it's not even gonna be from the coronavirus. It's gonna be from the weather conditions. Then once the weather conditions kick in, you may happen to have more deaths, because now the coronavirus is feeding off of something else and fucking you up in another way. And I don't want that to happen to anybody. You know, it's killing people, it's killing children. And we gotta be careful. Shout out to the essential workers, man. Shout out to Breonna Taylor. Rest in peace, Breonna Taylor. Rest in peace, George Floyd. Rest in peace, Ahmaud Arbery. Rest in peace, Mike Brown. Rest in peace, Trayvon Martin. Much love to all of your families and friends. Much love to all of the people on the front lines protesting. Much love to everybody who cares about our people. Much love to everybody. Peace.